Jerry Ouellette. It's called ChagaHealthAndWellness.com is where you can get more information. Chaga Health and Wellness. Chaga is C-H-A-G-A, by the way. Not misspelled it the way I normally do.
How do you spell it?
Oh, you don't even want to know. Have you seen my – no. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold it. Whoa. Time out. I'm talking to you, the spell bee, spelling bee kid.
Bear hugs. That's what he gives bears. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
Sorry, Andrew, what you were talking about?
You're a beauty. I'm going to take those buttons away from you one day. That's right, kids. You heard it. Time for a little fish talk with the Doc. We call him the Doc here in Outdoor Journal. His name is Gord Pizer, award-winning journalist, outdoor journalist, has been for ever since I was a puppy. And he is the fishing editor for Outdoor Canada magazine. Good morning, Doc. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Ange. How about you?
Good. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Hey, same to you.
Good stuff. How did you spend New Year's, by the way?
Well, this year it was obviously on Wednesday. Up here, that's the opening of our lake trout.
Of course.
Yeah. But, you know, we watched the weather, and everything was lined up for yesterday, so January the 3rd. And two other sets of friends from Winnipeg, Mike Watt and his wife, and Cameron Tate and his son, and they came across, left about 4 o'clock yesterday morning out of Winnipeg. We met up about 7:30 here on the Trans-Canada, and went to a lake where we filmed so many ice fishing shows, lake trout shows. We've had 32 fish days on it. And you know what I'm leading up to. We run and gun the whole day yesterday. We did not get a bite.
Whoa! Hold the presses. Did everybody record that? Make sure we can make a copy of that, Senator. Did the doc say he did not get a bite?
Okay, I got bit off at the end of the day, but I'm sure it was either a muskie or a northern. It would not have been a lake trout. So the species we were going after, we had probably about four fish over the course of the day came running up, and then they covered right on the sonar unit. You know, you could see them cover the bait.
Yeah.
But, Ange, it's amazing, and this happens. We all experience it. You know what it's like.
Yep.
You go to lakes, and then it was as though we were fishing the Dead Sea. It was as though there was not a fish in the lake. And I'm not kidding. We ran and gunned. We fished 4 or 5 different spots. We drilled 15, 25 holes on every one of them. By the end of the day, we probably drilled between 100 and 200 holes. But it's as though there's not a fish in the lake. And it's amazing when you see the tracking work. The fish, and I've always said lake trout in the winter are the easiest fish to pattern. But in order to pattern them, you've got to catch one or two, or at least see one or two, and then you can refine it. Obviously, what we did yesterday wasn't working, and there's no sense changing baits. I mean, we change baits all day long, but when you're not seeing them, it's not likely your bait that's the problem.
So, okay, at the end of a day like that, what does the doc do?
I shake my head, Ange. I'll be totally honest with you. I think we did everything we needed to do. We just didn't, we never connected over the course of the day. I don't know whether the fish go out sometimes. I do believe this is sometimes the case. I think they sometimes go out over maybe the deepest parts of the lake, say 120, 150 feet of water. And I think sometimes they'll suspend just under the ice. But whatever they do, it's amazing when we pattern fish and have those great days and we can run here, run there, and we know they're in certain spots no matter where we go biting. When they're not biting, they're doing the exact same thing. And find breaking that puzzle, I do suspect we saw some other folks fishing on the lake. We were pretty far back in. I mean, this isn't a road you can drive to. This is a fly-in type water.
Wow.
And there were other folks on the ice. if someone got on them, I suspect they got on them big time. And then they would say, I can't believe you didn't catch a fish. We got 30, 40, 50. And that's why you're always looking for that pattern.
And, you know, what you just did just now with that story, I could hear a sigh of relief right across our listening network. They're going, whew, I'm not the only one. Gordy, too.
But just wait.
Well, you've been there, eh, Ange?
Oh, yeah.
We have been. And what's so frustrating is that we will talk to other people, and you'll find out, well, we did really, really well. And you feel like, what did we miss? I mean, there was one point yesterday, we're fishing for lake trout. There was one point yesterday I was fishing in 11 feet. So, I mean, I was trying the shallow options.
Sure.
You have to do those sorts of things.
Sure you do.
But when it doesn't pan out, you just shake your head and say, you know what? Sometimes the fish have to win.
Were you, by any chance, did you have Liam with you?
We did. And here's the worst part. On January the 1st, on opening, and he went to somebody's buddy's house who lives on a trout lake, and three or four friends joined them on New Year's Eve. So they got up early on New Year's Day. They landed three, had three others under the hole, and they had about a half a dozen others chasing their baits. So I should have let him lead the party yesterday.
It could take a while to live that one down. For sure. I know. If that happened with Nick and I, which it has, it takes a while to calm them down a little bit. Hey, speaking of your grandson, Liam, and I just mentioned Nick, the episode that's airing nationally this day on the Fish Canada Show is an episode that Nick and I shot earlier on this year. In fact, we shot it, I think, in June or July of this past year on a place called Golden Eagle Camp on the Montreal River system. Extraordinary fishing, by the way, just outstanding. But the reason I bring it up, that you'll appreciate this, because I know the special relationship you have with Liam. So Nick and I have got that kind of relationship where, you know, maybe sometimes we don't act like grandfather and grandson. We're more like a couple of buddies, you know. And it kind of came across that way on this episode that's airing on Global right now. And so I got a letter in, and I thought I would share. I was going to talk about it earlier on, but I thought I'd share it when you came on the air. And here, I'll read it verbatim, except for one word. I'll have to bleep it. But it says, if all Angelo Viola is going to do is get frustrated and try and embarrass his grandson on national television, then leave poor Nick off the show and fire that bleeping bully Angelo. I would love this show if you just left Angelo Viola on shore and off camera altogether.
Signed by Nick.
Isn't that the best? So, and the reason I'm laughing, I mean, I shouldn't be laughing at it, but you know what it is? Sometimes, and you're the same with Liam, you know, you've developed such a relationship with him that it transcends the normal grandfather-grandson kind of duo.
100%.
And sometimes people, you know, kind of misunderstand that, you know, and they don't understand how you can just be a really good buddy with your grandson. But
well, it's funny because Liam did some camera work for Gord, I think, a couple years ago, and I get the raw footage for the
right.
fish talk segments on the
right.
TV,
right.
and I'm watching it, and then he starts, Gord starts giving Liam some attitude because he screwed
right.
something up,
right.
and Liam comes back with a shot,
exactly.
and then the video stopped. I'm like, oh, what happened? What happened?
Yeah. And that's sometimes because we have this incredibly special relationship.
Yeah.
And you know what? And the only way you can develop that, Gordon, I know you'll back me up on this, the only way you can develop that relationship, and I don't mean to profess to know everything about relationships, trust me, but the only way you can develop that special bond is out on the water.
100%, Ange.
Right.
Out on the water, in the bush hunting.
Yep.
I've had folks say similar things to me. Liam doesn't call me grandpa, or he rarely does. He calls me Gordo. Yeah. So we're out on the ice, and he'll yell, "Hey, Gordo, what's the depth over there?" And I've actually been out with folks, and they don't like, they why isn't he calling you Grandpa? Well, I don't want him calling me Grandpa. I want him calling me Gordo.
Yeah, isn't that something? Huh?
It is, but you're right, Ange. In fact, if you didn't do that with Nick, and if I wasn't doing that with Liam, and you're holding back, then it's not nearly as good.
No, nowhere near. And what this person was alluding to on the program, you know, this episode was all about teaching Nick to the topwater fishing. We were talking about, you know, the whole topwater fishing and how to react and not to react and when to set the hook, when not to set the hook, and where to cast, where not to cast. Like, it was a hardcore episode. And of course, I was hard on him because I wanted him to learn. I was hard on him in the sense of saying, no, that's not what I said. You know, you don't set the hook until you feel the fish. Anyways, we went through this whole thing, and then at the end, he got it all together and caught the biggest bass of his life. and we both went crazy on camera. But I think that sort of got mistaken for something else. And I apologize to the viewer if you're listening to this show. I don't know whether you listen to the radio program or not, but I apologize if that's the impression that I gave you, that I was being hard on Nick and I wanted to embarrass him. That's nothing could be further from the truth.
You're trying to teach him. You're trying to coach him, eh, Ange? You're trying to be that junior A coach. Yeah. You're trying to show him the way.
Yeah, at the same time, having fun.
And having fun. We had a blast. We had an absolute blast.
Anyways, but, you know, we were out yesterday. This is funny, too, because we were out yesterday, and Liam was so keen to fish, I guess, through this one particular hole, and we drilled a bunch. And I'm now drilling holes, and then I stopped, and I yelled out loud, "What's wrong with this scene? Why is the grandfather cutting all the holes on the ice?"
Yeah, exactly. no kidding. Perch fishing, tis the season or tis it not?
Oh, man, we got into such magnificent perch about 2 weeks ago now. I know you guys are suffering under warm weather. We've almost been 2 months on the ice. But and we got on the most incredible yellow perch bite. Big fish. And this is the time right now. The yellow perch are going crazy.
Well, all we need is some ice, and we'd be able to join you.
Go a little bit, I think, up in the Nipissing area. And I know that in the Muskokas and Parry Sound areas, I've got some friends there that are emailing me, and they're doing really well also.
So there's good ice conditions that far north, is there?
Decent, yes. They're certainly, you know, they're on probably 6-8 inches of ice. And strange, excuse me. I understand Kuchiching's doing quite well also, and I've seen lots of good reports from Kuchiching, much shallower than Simcoe, so it's got a pretty good ice covering.
Yeah, excellent, super. Where's the latest blogs? Where can folks catch up with you?
Yeah, outdoorcanada.ca, www.outdoorcanada.ca. One of the things the boys, and it's got really good feedback, Ange, I did a piece for the magazine, the top three fishing lessons I learned this past year. And you know this, the day you stop learning, as much as we've done this, the day you stop learning is the day you start falling behind.
Oh, you're toast at that point for sure. We'll have to talk about those top three things next week, my friend.
Let's do that.
All right, Gordy. Thanks, bud. Gord Peiser, he is the doc, Outdoor Canada Magazine. Check him out, outdoorcanada.ca. That are it, Stephen. Number one.
Yes.
Number one is in the books. Cross that baby off. On behalf of the entire ODJ radio team, Stephen Labadee behind the glass, our producer, John Winters, Derek Brandale, Jessica Ellis at the Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll talk to you next Saturday.